Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's that time to level up and stay relevant with INTI, MBA Learning Simplified on That Time of Nine.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is very nearly time for That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Cheung. So, Richard, Yes. Do you ever get bored with a voice?
Never.
Never?
Never. Of course I do. Of course I do. I hate hearing the sound of my
own
voice.
I'm stuck with you in this studio.
What's wrong
every
with that?
Day, and I hear your ads, you
hey,
know.
At least I give you the weekend
I
off.
Also hear your ads in other radio stations as well.
Shh, no, you don't. Shh, don't say that. Shush. I don't know what you're talking about. Some of us have to freelance a little bit, and if they happen to end up somewhere else,
why
that's not
make
my
it
fault,
to TV,
is it? Why can't I make it to TV? You are being so mean.
Anyway, it's Christmas. It's all about joy, happiness, and what else?
Switching Adeline's microphone off if she stops.
Hey,
stop being cheeky. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have a couple of guests this evening. We're going to be talking about design, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
These people are from Design Union. We've got Cliff Leong and we've got Suk Mei. We're going to be talking firstly about typography, traditional mm-hmm. typography, and then we're going to be talking about digital typography and a few of the bits and pieces, and an event that they had recently called a Collectorol.
All right, we'll find out more later on. We also have a giveaway tonight. We're giving away Pantone Pins,
mm-hmm.
all thanks to our friends at Pantone Pins. And I'll be asking you the question later on. But before that, you know, if you have any questions for us, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON. You don't forget the number 016-201-9000. That's very important because you can stand a chance to win some Pantone Pins tonight.
You didn't ring the bell. There you go. Stories this evening. I've got a story about a holographic wife.
I'll be talking about pandas.
You very nearly picked a different story, didn't you?
Which one?
Which one, right? So in the spirit of Christmas and the happy and joyful stories that we're supposed to be sharing, Adeline almost picked a story about a dead otter. Thankfully, it was vetoed at the last minute. Anyway, we're going to take a very short break. We will be back after these messages.
No, you are listening. It's sad. You should talk about it.
At Christmas, no.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about pandas.
We'll talk about pandas. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Cheung.
We're joined in the studio by...
Shimmy!
And...
Cliff.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I was just on the phone with you the other day. I didn't even know you were coming on the show.
Yeah, that's because I didn't know either. It's you.
She doesn't read a diary, you see.
You have so many... Well, that is why I need a diary now.
There we
this
go.
Is why I need
I'm
a diary.
I'm setting you up for jokes already, you see. Right.
It's not a joke. I really need a diary.
All right. You're going to get one in the post, right? And it's New Year, so everybody gets a diary then, right? Ladies and gentlemen, what are we talking about today? Design, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Design Union, this thing you've got going between the two of you and a whole bunch of other people.
Yes.
Let's focus on the individual stuff you're working on first, though. Cliff, not Clifford. We are talking about the Alphabet Press.
Okay.
Suk Mei, we are talking about, which one do you want to talk about? Miracle What or the other one?
Or
both of them.
Both are fine.
I think we can talk about all that.
We could talk about all then. So, first of all, Cliff, I know you were here a while ago talking to Frida about the Alphabet Press, and I know you've got a relationship with BFM already.
We are
in fact scribbling in your notebooks.
Can we consider that we're clients?
Well, yeah, technically, yes.
We are clients, you know.
Sell me your product, Cliff.
Are we your future clients?
Next year probably you can try to resell rough notebook.
No escape. Cliff, so what was the idea about going back to traditional printing methods? Why did you decide to do that?
Actually, just 4 years ago, me and the co-founders are trying to look for a letterpress business cards in Malaysia.
Right.
But apparently, it's very hard to find. I don't know why. So we try to look around in the Pudu areas, all the printing areas that we try so hard to find a letterpress card for our web design company.
Mm.
Because we believe that the first impression is very important as a designer. So we give out a card, it's also literally translate how you feel about design or the taste to you. So we have no luck finding it. So we have to fly all the way to Melbourne and learn the craft and bring back here. And we thought, this is something quite cool to actually venture into because it gives us the flexibility to create our own products, our own brand.
So there was nothing available in Malaysia where you could have trained. You had to go all the way over to Australia.
Yes, 4 years ago.
What was it that you were looking for?
It's actually what we are actually doing right now is considered a contemporary letterpress. Because last time, when all the words that you see on a page, on a book, it was typeset one by one using individual letter types. Mm. So back then, if you actually make the print, it's just a direct contact of the ink and the letter types apply onto the paper without making any impression on
right.
it. So it's not a deep indentation on the cards. Mm. But what we are after is actually an indentation on the card.
You want that nice embossed feel.
The nice textures and embossed feel. Debossed feel on
de-boss
the cards.
Debossed feel, yeah.
So this is not something very common here, apparently.
But the card, the business card that you passed me earlier, it is very nice.
It is very nice. But that leads me to my next question, you know. I mean, is it important to actually invest in, having your own business, is it important to invest in name cards?
So that,
you know, because when you receive name cards sometimes, right, you tend to misplace it. Okay,
true.
Because of the material or something, and then sometimes it'll be crisp, it creases and all, and you know, not many people would actually keep name cards properly. So when you invest in name cards, how would you encourage people to actually keep your name card?
Actually, it's not about keep or not keeping the name card. It's about the first impression that you can make.
Mm. Mm.
People remember you when you receive the cards, and it's a conversation starter.
Right.
So when I give you the card, we can talk about the paper, we can talk about how did you get the cards done. So,
so it's like breaking the ice.
It's a breaking ice process as well. Yeah.
I once met a guy whose business card was oversized. And he almost like the size of a beer mat, right? Almost that size. And at first I thought, well, this is ridiculous. Why would he be passing me this? But there was a clever trick behind it. You remember it. And when you put it on your table, it's there every single time I put down my drink.
Yeah, but then again, see, I also received name cards that are really tiny. It's as tiny as... I can't explain how tiny it is, but it's so small that you get... You know, it go missing easily.
Mm.
So what is the best type of size... When it comes to
That's a very personal choice. I think
it's a personal choice
on many levels.
But I mean, you do print cards, and I mean, are there any advice that you know?
The most common one we print is actually the credit card size, so it's easily to fit inside any wallet.
Right, right. Shoot me.
Yes.
Tell me about what you're doing.
So I own Miracle Watts. Mm. So my full time is actually Miracle Watts, and which is a design studio that specializes in wayfinding system. So in layman term, it's actually signage. So I design signage and I produce them as well. So
Where did this name, what's it called?
Wayfinding system.
Wayfinding systems. Is this a new term?
No, it's a design term.
Oh, it's a design term. Oh,
we wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, this is why they're here. They're educating us. You know, we need education as well.
Tell us more.
So wayfinding system basically is we design and then we plan out the whole entire plan. So we lead you from point A to point B. Say, for instance, you want to go to toilet. So we will lead you with our signage. Where's the toilet? We'll direct you. Yep. So that's my job.
Even from outside of the business all the way through?
Yes.
Right.
The exterior and the interior signage, everything.
So when people employ you to do their signage, what's different about the stuff that you do compared to what other people do?
My design is much more cooler.
But what makes you stand out?
Yeah, what makes you...
I guess I always play with material. I always try to explore new material, explore a different way to display your signage so that people will go to your cafe and people will want to take picture with your signage.
Mm.
And then when people take picture with your signage and then post it on Instagram, so it get more...
traction.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so who are the clients that you've currently been working with that we might recognize?
I just finished off Tiger Streets. It is a one day off event, so I completed 20 signages within 6 days. It was hectic.
Wow!
And then I just finished up. Let me think. Okay, quite a few. I did Tiger. I did.
Pestle and Mortar, did you do something?
Yes, Pestle and Mortar, but quite a while ago. And then YTL as well. And then Elika Select Store, which I came up with this gold trolley, shopping cart trolley, and then electroplated in gold and just mounted on the wall.
Nice. Fancy. That sounds awesome. Much better than the typical crappy little signs that you see just thrown up
funny
somewhere.
Funny at DIY shops.
Yeah. I remember, did you see that thing that there was a picture circulating on, it would have been Facebook, I assume, a while ago, where some Chinese store had taken their Chinese name, they'd input it into Google Translate, and expecting to get an English kind of, you know, and it said something like translator is offline, and they essentially printed that off and put it up as their store name.
You know, you're not in KL, right?
No, this is like in mainland China.
Okay. Yeah, but that is very common.
Yeah, right. I can imagine, yeah. Yes. Okay, we're going to take a very short break, though, folks. We're going to be coming back and talking a bit more about Design Union. We have a giveaway.
That's right, we're giving away Pantone pins. Now, the question is, what was the name of Design Union's most recent event? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Tell us where you deserve to win. And any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TDON.
Okay, we'll be back. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Joined in the studio by...
Shetney.
Cliff.
They are with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. We're talking about design and signage and typing and all that kind of stuff. Right then, the one thing I wanted to talk about was Design Union. You had a recent event.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, remind me the name. It was Collectoral.
Yes, correct. Yes.
What was the idea behind this, and how did it start?
It actually, ZJ is the one. ZJ is one of our partner. Like, he's the one that came up with the name. So he thought that, like, oh, okay, since we collect all this rubbish, that's what you call, like all these flyers.
Right.
So, like, why don't we call it as collateral? Because in design term, we call it as collateral.
Yeah.
And then why don't we change the alphabet and then, like, to call it collateral?
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And what was the event about?
Actually, it's a collection of print collaterals and marketing brochures and so on that we collected for many years.
Right.
Because as a designer, every time we travel, we try to collect stuff from Japan, from Hong Kong, and places like that.
Yeah.
But we brought it back and then we never actually shared with anyone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we thought this is a good idea to just lay it out there as an exhibition so everyone can just pay a small fee and try to find out more what other countries or what other designers are doing in overseas.
Right. I mean, I remember years ago, back in the UK, kind of late 80s, early 90s, when, you know, there were still a few punk magazines kind of been hand-done, and you would see band flyers for local bands, you know, people, like, pasting them on walls and things. And they were, like, literally the hand-drawn stuff that you don't see anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't see it in KL, actually.
Right.
You don't see it in Malaysia. So we want to, like, encourage people to, like, try to, like, do more of all these flyers because it's actually very, very commonly seen in Japan and in Europe as well, but not in Malaysia, sadly.
How much has kind of Photoshop and the digital world changed things for us, you know? Or ruined things, has it?
Yes. Everyone wanted to. I mean, like, the first thing that came to their mind is social media. Like,
right.
I just want to, like, post it on Instagram. No one thought of printing anything.
Yeah.
So.
But you're quite, obviously, the two of you are quite fond of printing. I mean, you have your own specialized way of printing things. You're doing things.
Letterpress printing.
Letterpressing. Yeah. And you're doing
risographs.
I mean, these are things that you don't hear about anymore.
Yeah, but I think people have moved to digital and, you know, online, everything goes on viral. If you're going to design something online, it goes viral and there you go, your job is done. You know, when it comes to printing, people forget how, you know, the feel of printing, the feel of the material itself.
The smell of it
and the art, the amount of work has been put into it. But I think that there are still people who are still printing, like, flyers or anything else, you know. It's just, even our event last time, we did printing before.
Yeah, they're normally,
for BFM,
you know,
Live last time.
Selling some kind of product or you know, they want to remove a lot of that kind of
stuff.
All. And that was actually part of your... part of the event as well, wasn't it? Was some of the flyers that you'd seen, some of the more horrible flyers that we see every day.
Yes.
You asked people to redesign them, yeah?
Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah. We asked people to redesign them so that we can add in a bit more humor. And also at the same time, we try to understand why are they doing so? Because you have all these, like, it's all the same template. If you look at all those Arlong stickers, it's all in strip. And then if you look at Volcano Massage, it's always stencil under the bridge.
Yeah.
So we wonder, like, why is it that you guys are doing it the same? Like, do you guys have, like, some sort of...
a template that you share.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So then we actually did interview them. We call up the plumber to ask them,
You did? Wait, did you call the volcano study. Massage people?
Yes.
You did?
Hey, you know what, Richard?
Wow.
We did as well.
You did?
I did because...
Why did you call them?
Because we were doing a show on I Love KL.
Okay.
Yeah, it was about all this signage, volcano massage, plumber.
The plumber.
We're thinking like, why do you... You know, when you're traveling along the highway or something, it's the whole... under the tunnel,
yes.
In the tunnel, the whole entire row, volcano massage. Why? you're trying to catch attention. But the whole entire journey... All you can see is volcano massage.
Anyway, back to what you were saying. You call these people. And what did they say to you?
So we tried to interview them to ask them, why do you do it that way?
Anonymous, right?
Like, yes. And do you want to get some designer to actually help you to like to try to like come up with some different kind of design? And then they say like, are you trying to sell me?
Some design service?
Yes. Are you trying to provide service or like,
What did you tell them?
And then we say, no, we just want to do survey. And then they say like, no, this is private and confidential. Mm. We're not going to expose anything to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we get a bit more information because they say that the DBKR is not going to care because they're going to tear down like the next minute. So they say they just want it to be volume. They just want it to be in your face.
Right. Yeah. So they have like a few people going around with a stencil, I assume, and like a spray paint can. And
yes.
That's it. They can do 1,000 a night or whatever it is they do.
Yeah. I wish I can do that.
Wow. So, I mean, the event that finished in October, have you got something planned for next year as well?
Not yet.
Are you thinking about something?
We were thinking about
it.
Yeah,
there are some plans, but we don't have any concrete plan yet.
Because initially, before we actually organized collector event, we have this idea to put up a conference. So we invite designers from Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan, Shanghai, or even letterpress printmaker from different countries or risograph to actually share about how an idea can become an actual product.
Right.
So we focus very much on the process of making a very intangible idea into a tangible product.
Right.
So because it's too much work to put up such a huge scale of event at first place. So that's why we started with Collectoral.
I mean, Cliff, what was the, you know, when you wanted to do this, I mean, what kind of market did you think was available and where did you think you would market it to? I mean, okay, you said earlier on that, it makes a good first impression, you know, particularly for designers. I mean, and I'm assuming that many of your clients would be designers or people within media or something like that. You know, who else do you think would have been your target market back then when you first started?
Actually, everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone who need a name card, everyone who want to get married, so we need a very impressive wedding invitations.
Right.
But to me, it's not just about letterpress. Print is still relevant.
Right.
But print has evolved from a commercial printing more on the collectible way.
Right.
Because it has the value to keep it.
Right.
You can't be just printing a flyer and the next second you'll be throwing away like what you mentioned about the business cards just now.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that way. It should be something that you print like the latest Apple $300.
Right. Yeah.
So they actually custom made the paper, the ink, and even the materials on wrapping, the whole things. So you have to print something that you can collect in times.
Right.
Because it's documenting that particular moments and that particular events.
But doesn't it worry you that the only people collecting that stuff is people like you?
I'm sure there are a lot of me out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people. Like, take for example, like if you receive all these hypermarket, they will give you all this voucher, and so of course you use them as your bone collector. You know,
right.
You pull it and then you throw it away with the bones. But if you see some nice design, you just keep it. You're like, this is like too wasted to actually wrap it with bones.
Mm. Right.
Yep. So,
but the fact that when you keep it, as time flies, you know, maybe a year later, you know, when you do spring cleaning and you see that again in your room and you're like, hey, you know what? This is something nice. But some of them, they would keep it. But some of them, like, nah, we're not going to use it anymore. And they're going to throw it. So there are people like that as well.
Yes.
No, I do see what you were saying, Clifford and Chukmay, is when I went back home to the UK and I went into my parents' attic for the first time in years. And I'd got a folder in there that I'd been keeping flyers in for years and years. And, you know, they were from some of them, 1982. And my father had got some from 1970-something. And the kind of, when you look at some from 1970 and some from 1980, they're very similar in the way in which they were created. Not in the way they were designed, but in the way they were created. And then you have this kind of change, 1991, 1992, something like that, where it all becomes something very, very different and something...
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to have heart in it almost. It's just something that's been created just for the sake of creating it. Does that make sense?
Yes, actually. Right. Because of the convenience of the digital world.
Yeah. Right.
Nowadays, you do design a computer.
Right.
Let's talk about the letterpress.
Yeah.
Last time, when you even need a spacing, say space bar or some certain unique characters, everything was typeset one by one.
Yeah. Mm.
So they have certain format like 12 points, 12 points, 14 points, 14 points. There's no 12.5 points in the world back then.
Yeah.
So it's actually more organized. It's actually neater and also very tangible when you actually see the print and print
it
out.
And it makes it individual. If there's even a slight mistake somewhere or a letter's out of place, it makes it unique, I think. And I think that's kind of nice. Okay, just before we wrap up, tell me a bit about the risograph. Because it fascinates me, the idea behind it.
Oh, okay. So risograph is actually basically very similar. It's actually almost the same as silkscreen printing. So if you are familiar with silkscreen printing, you need to transfer your owl and then onto this screen and transfer it onto the products that you wanted to print. And as for risograph, is the Japanese, they actually digitize everything. So they convert it into a photocopy machine.
Wow.
But in silkscreen format.
Right.
So you have to transfer your file, you have to scan it, and then you have to transfer it into the machine, and then it will wrap it, and then it will create this screen called master. Mm-hmm. And this master is actually made out of banana leaf. Mm. And then the ink is actually soy ink, so it's very environmental friendly. Mm. And then it will print it out on papers. And then it's very cheap and high speed as well. Mm. So that's the best part of risograph. Oh, and also the color as well, the fluorescent color.
Right. Yeah. It's really interesting stuff. So, I mean, you've got, like we were talking just outside the studio, this kind of meeting of old world and new world and natural materials versus, you know, non-natural material. I think it's a great idea. Like, I really like the kind of concept behind it. It would be nice to get one in the office, actually.
Yes.
But they're
super
expensive, though, right? From what I hear.
I wouldn't recommend. What about me? I need to do the business.
Okay, right. We're going to take a short break, of course. When we come back, we have bits of news from Page 2 and Smarty Pants, stuff like that.
Yeah, we have a giveaway. We're giving away Pantone pins. Well, they're cool pins. Now, the question is, what was the name of Design Union's most recent event? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019. 9000. Tell us where you deserve to win.
Be right back. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're in the studio with...
Shetley!
And... Cliff,
hi.
They are with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. We've been talking about Design Union and some other stuff. We're going to move on to news from Page 2 in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, but before that, we have a giveaway tonight. Now you can stand a chance to win a pair of cool pins, all thanks to our friends at Pantone Pins. Now the question is, tell us, what was the name of Design Union's most recent event? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us what you deserve to win.
Okie dokie, pig in a pokey, as my dad used to say. Right, we're going to move on to news from Page 2, and it sounds just a little bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all about.
What's all the shouting?
Adeline.
I'll be talking about Panda, a cute panda.
Oh my word, okay. This better be a good story, you know.
A panda who doesn't want to lose.
Okay.
Okay, so a panda was caught on camera having a fight with a snowman.
Right.
And it doesn't end well. Why? Because, so the only problem, we know that panda is, they're heavy.
Yeah.
They're big and they're heavy. Yes. Even if they're small, they're heavy as well. So it managed to kick off the snowman's head. But if the panda fell and the snowman's head tumbled on top of the panda, and he was like embarrassed, apparently.
This is making viral news, is it, right?
Yes,
now?
Viral
this
news.
Is what news is all about right now.
So the panda was so embarrassed, so he apparently he attacked the snowman again, climbs back up, and then to the body of the snowman, and then he did a backflip of it.
This is in China, I'm guessing.
This is,
Yeah, I think so.
I don't want to tell you that. I know I'm having a lot of Chinese tourists right now.
So the panda is actually attacking.
Yeah.
It's not literally trying to do something else.
No, it wasn't just...
Okay.
I never thought of that. Right.
But I know where her mind is at right now.
Well, the snowman is pretty... It's icy cold,
right? I look at the
picture
and it looks like, you know, yeah, some different kind of pose.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe yeah. we need to post these
but
pictures.
Poor panda.
Poor panda.
Poor panda.
Oh, dear. Okay, yeah. Well, with that in mind, Sukmay, we have a story that kind of relates to what you were thinking about. It's okay. about a holographic wife.
Oh
that's
right.
cool.
So this is this is a story that I kind of read up about last week. So there's her name is Azuma Hikari, and it's essentially a holographic wife created by this company for the snip of £2,030. It's by a company called Vinclu. Right? So, and they're taking advance orders right now. There's only going to be 300 units available initially. Okay. And what it is, it's a device that sits in your house and it connects to everything in your house. So your lighting, your telephone, your internet, everything. And it's this holographic girl that wakes you up in the morning with a nice little greeting message. She will SMS you throughout the day to find out how your day is going. If the weather is looking like it's going to rain or anything, she'll send you an SMS saying, don't forget to take your umbrella, it looks like rain. She will greet you when you come home from work. And she will sit and watch television with you in the evening, at the end of a hard working day.
Wait, what do you mean sit?
Yeah,
she, what do you right? mean? So you say to her, okay, I think it's now time for us to sit and watch television. She will then disappear momentarily, change into a pair of virtual pajamas, and come out with a virtual cup of tea. And whilst you're sat there drinking your tea, she will be sat drinking with you.
This is ridiculous. Mm.
This is real this is so cool. weird interaction.
Yeah, for a guy. I think it's ridiculous. Wait, this is in Japan, right?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. The idea, what they're saying is that the idea is that she grants the dream of closing the distance between you and characters, right? So as we know, there's a whole bunch of very lonely men and women in Japan. And this is
why
the,
do you point it to me? Why do you point it to me?
The reason I pointed to you is because earlier on you said, what about boyfriends? So, you know, I want to keep you in the loop as well. But she's described as this 20-year-old girl who likes donuts but hates insects, and she wakes her master up with a gentle exhaustion to get out of bed. And before you go to bed, she gives you a gentle, you know, good night. Careful, Adeline. She gives you a gentle good night. But it's
with a peck on the cheek.
With not quite a peck on the cheek, but it, little things like saying, you know, oh, please come home faster. I'm starting to feel lonely. So the idea,
wait, he or she,
she, the oh. idea of it's trying to foster this kind of relationship between you and this holographic device. I mean,
why?
Cliff, I know you look quite interested
no,
in this.
No, no. This idea was like very similar to one movie that I watched
right,
a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the problem. I mean, that guy in the end ended up falling in love with a virtual device, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, his entire world gets turned upside down. I don't know whether how I feel about this. I think
no, wait,
it's a little...
so the point is to so that people would not, well, men and women wouldn't be lonely in Japan?
Yeah, yeah. So you have somebody to keep you company.
Is it so difficult to find a companion in Japan?
Well, according to...
I assume our intern is nodding.
According to you know, many kind of polls right now, the sex rate in Japan is very low. The, you know, the child rate is falling. It's true, you know, and so this is not exactly helping the problem, is it?
Well,
really?
Yeah, you don't have to find someone in Japan. You can find someone else overseas as a companion.
Yeah, but
right?
when a lot of these workers are working like 17, 18 hour days, it's very difficult for them
yeah,
to find
a partner.
Yeah,
that's when they have to find a solution to it, you know, to help the people so that they won't feel lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of like in restaurants, cubicles, you know, it all by yourself.
Yeah.
It may be cool for us because we do not have that.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes we want to be alone, we can't be alone. Mm. But I think the rate has gone so high right now that, you know, people in Japan are just super lonely.
Yeah.
And it's
I agree.
Quite worrying.
Yeah, it is. It is. And there's been a whole bunch of, you know, posts about in response to this. And one of the posters says, what happens when you come home from work and she's cheating on you with the toaster?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Oh dear, oh dear. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to move on. We have this little thing that we like to call Smarty Pants. I'm sorry, guys. We've got to test your brains. Don't worry about it. It sounds a little bit like this. But first, a word from our sponsors. Are you ready to give your future a kick in the pants? Like, really ready? Well, Smarty Pants is brought to you by INTI MBA Learning Simplified.
Smarty Pen.
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 Okay, guys, the idea is you have 3 minutes to answer as many of the 30 questions as you can. I generally will take the loudest answer first, or the quickest answer first, right?
First come, first serve.
Okay. First come, sure. First serve. Try not to argue too much.
Okay.
although you can, because that's quite funny when it happens.
I hear they're sweating right now.
Sweating, yeah, all right. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, when you get a question correct, it will sound like this. When you get something wrong, you'll hear that. Okay.
Okay.
Your 3 minutes start now. Dipsophobia is the irrational fear of doing what? Disposing items or drinking alcohol?
Drinking alcohol.
Correct.
Malaysian
punk rock band Carburetta Dung were formed in which year, 1980 or 1991? 91. In Greek mythology, who fired the arrow that hit Achilles in the heel, Hera or Paris?
Paris.
Correct. The United Nations University is based in which Asian city, Tokyo or Seoul?
So
it's Tokyo.
Aye.
How many appendages does a squid have? 8 or 10?
10.
Correct. Barra Brith is a fruit bread originating in which country? Wales or Scotland?
Scotland.
It's Wales. What is the official language of Argentina? Spanish or Portuguese?
Portuguese.
It's Spanish. A grunion is what type of creature? A rat or a fish?
A rat.
It's a fish. What is the name of the blood-sucking creature occasionally used in certain types of medicine? Slugs or leech?
Leech.
Correct. The Simpson Desert is located in which country? Australia or US?
Australia.
It is. Assamese cuisine originated in which country? Germany or India?
India.
How many days are in the month of May? 30 or 31?
31.
Go on.
Her birthday.
Of course. Oh, is it really?
Boom. That's easy.
Which country is the link between the Asian and the African continent? Is it Sudan or Egypt?
Egypt.
Correct. What is golfer Tiger Woods' first name? Edward or Eldrick?
Edward.
The Pasig and the Marikina Rivers are in which Asian country? The Philippines or the Maldives?
The Maldives.
Oh. What breed of dog is a Blenheim? Is it a Spaniel or a Collie?
Spaniel.
What is the capital of Colombia? Is it Bogota or Medellin?
Bogota.
Correct. In which year were women first allowed to compete in the Olympic Games? 1920 or 1900?
1900.
Correct. In humans, latromycia is an intense dislike for which profession? Doctors or lawyers?
Doctors.
Yes, we could have both though. What is the capital of Romania? Bucharest or Budapest?
Budapest.
Correct. The Davis Cup is a challenge trophy contested by men in which sport? Squash or tennis?
Tennis.
What is the name of the pet cat of cartoon character Minnie Mouse? Pete or Figaro?
Figaro.
Correct. How many people ride each elephant in the game of elephant polo? One or two?
Two.
What is the basic currency in Greenland? Is it dollars or krona?
Krona.
Correct. Full English relates to which meal, lunch or breakfast?
Lunch.
Breakfast. Fitch fur. Fitch fur comes from which animal? Lion or the polecat?
Polecat.
Correct. Miel is French for which foodstuff? Honey or bread?
Bread.
Bread.
Honey.
Oh!
I'll give you one more question. What is the main metal in pewter? Is it tin or steel?
Tin.
Correct. Well done.
Yay! We are
out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We're just having a quick wrap-up, and now a word from our sponsors into a quick break. Smarty Pants was brought to you by INTI, MBA Learning Simplified, where you can give your future a kick in the pants. You are listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
It's almost time for us to wrap up the show. As usual, we're going to go through some of the questions they got wrong on Smarty Pants. Before we do that, though, quick reminder, we have a giveaway. We're going to ask you one more time. 016-201-9000 is the number to remember. Here's the question.
Tell us, what was the name of Design Union's most recent event? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us where it is up to win.
Go on then, let's go through some of the questions.
Now, the first one. The United Nations University is based in which Asian city? Is Tokyo. Barra Brith is a fruit breed bread originating in which country? It's Wales. What is the official language of Argentina? It's Spanish. A grunion is what type of creature? And the answer is fish.
Oh, right then, drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Shred May scored 19 points.
Congratulations, guys. Ooh, yay. Pretty good score. Pretty good
Not
score.
Bad.
Pretty good.
Now then, it's time for you to sell yourselves, you know?
Okay.
Where can we find you?
Yes.
Okay. You can find Miracle Wars on Instagram, not on the website. But be careful because if you look...
I found that.
Yes, I know.
You got that right. Yeah. When I was Googling earlier, I'm like, no, that can't be right. Let's quickly tell the backstory.
Yes. So it's actually... Oh, so you want me to explain or what?
Very quickly,
yes, very quickly.
It's funny.
So it's actually this black model.
Not that.
So
what's
not
the
that.
Right Instagram handle?
So it's Miracle, WATTS.
Okay. That's the safe one, is it?
Yes, that's the safe one. If you need signage, please come and look for me. If you need risograph printing, please go to agoodreason.co on Instagram as well.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Cliff.
And your turn.
If you're looking for making a very good first impression with letterpress cards, look for us at The Alphabet Press, both on the websites, Facebook or Instagram. And you can also look for Anatomy Notebook. We just recently launched a customizable and personalized notebook.
Ooh.
You can look for it at Instagram as well, ANTMgram.
Okay.
And of course, we have to promote about
Design Union.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, yeah, you can also follow us on the Instagram,
yep.
designunion.my.
Yep.
All of these handles we'll put on our website when the podcast goes up.
Yay.
So okay. People can find it there. Okay, we've been asking you a question all the way through the show. The question was...
Now, what was the name of Design Union's most recent event? And the answer is...
Collectible!
Yay! If you answer correctly... Jinx. If you answer correctly, you will be hearing from us after the show. Now, as usual, we have some silly facts we're going to throw out for the day. Adeline, do you want to go first or second?
So, did you know that male penguins present pebbles to female penguins as proposals?
I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I
so,
didn't.
Though
no.
More often than not, so they end up proposing to another male because not even penguins can tell the differences between their sexes.
What?
Oh. What?
Really? Oh, that must get really confusing. Yeah?
Hey, you watched the penguin video, right?
I did.
Oh, it's just so sad. So.
Right.
Okay, it's Christmas. We're not talking about
Blackie. I think they can't differentiate is because everyone's wearing the tuxedo.
That's true.
All of them are gay.
Right. How do you tell?
Right. Yeah, I want to Adeline, I want you to do me a quick favor. Just pretend to yawn for a second. Okay, I'm going to do it now. Okay. The bigger an animal's brain, the longer it will yawn. There you go. Did you know that?
What? Okay.
The bigger an animal's brain, the longer it will yawn.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know? There you go. Learn something new for today.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much for coming.
Absolute pleasure to meet you both. It has been that time of night. My name has been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chung.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
It's that time to level up and stay relevant with INTI, MBA Learning Simplified. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.